Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Radio. You have not one, not two, but three bottles from the same distiller. They're very different products, but you went strong with Ann Arbor Distilling today.
I did, and I'm really excited about it. One of the challenges for local distilleries, right, is that they can only serve products that they make in their tasting rooms, and that can be really limiting. Most distilleries are going to start off making gin and vodka. Eventually, they'll have some whiskey. They might have some rum along the way, and that's great. You can mix those with mixers and make cocktails with them. Some of the most interesting drinks in classic mixology require not just those base spirits, but other kinds of interesting spirits too.
Right. And we've seen some of that. Eastern Kill was a really good example where they were making things that were imitating other things that they couldn't bring into their tasting room.
Right. But here's where things are a little different, because at Eastern Kill, they were only making those for tasting room use.
Right.
What Ann Arbor Distilling Company has just released is their Waterhill Aperitivo. And this basically fits into that Aperol Campari kind of category.
Oh, okay.
Which is a brand new category for Michigan distillers to be producing something in, and gives them a lot more options in their tasting room.
And a tough act to follow, I would think.
Definitely. You know, and I will say, I do these Tuesday night Facebook Live taste and talks, and I tasted the Waterhill Aperitivo next to Aperol and Campari to kind of do a comparison.
Sure.
And it's very, very different, right? So if you go into it expecting to get Aperol or expecting to get Campari, you're going to be disappointed. But it is its own unique thing, and it's a really interesting thing.
Well, it's good that they're not just imitating something. They're coming up with something unique.
Right. So they've got 18 different herbs and botanicals in here. They've got hibiscus, sage, anise, clove, mint, mugwort.
Oh,
I don't know what mugwort is either,
but the rest of it you had me. I was thinking, that's a nice combo.
Well, and so the thing I think about when I think about Aperol or Campari, those aperitivos, is a lot of citrus-forward character. They do have some citrus here, but it's more in the background. So they're using grapefruit, orange, and pomelo as their citruses. But you don't get them nearly as strongly. And this also isn't nearly as sweet as either Aperol or Campari. So that kind of changes the way that you work with it as well.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I like Campari a lot because of its bitterness, not so much because it's so sweet.
Well, you're in luck, because the bitter is definitely still here. But it's kind of bitter herbal instead of bitter citrus.
So when I think Campari, I think of Negroni.
You are on the right track, Lester.
Okay, what did you do with it?
Okay, so what I did was my riff on what they're doing with it. So they're calling it a Migroni, M-I-Groni.
Yeah.
And they basically, the idea is to use their fruit liqueurs in place of the vermouth component of a classic Negroni.
Okay.
So a classic Negroni, equal parts gin, sweet vermouth, and Campari. And so their Migroni is gin, aperitivo, and cranberry liqueur. I just picked up their house raspberry liqueur, and I wanted to give that my little spin instead.
Okay, so you're not doing exactly what they're serving at the tasting room. This is going to be a different spin on that.
Just a little bit of a different spin with raspberry instead of cranberry.
Cranberry sounds good. Did you make the right decision?
I don't know, actually.
Oh.
I decided to go with the raspberry before I read my notes that said they were using cranberry.
So this is maybe a happy accident?
I think it's pretty tasty.
Oh, I haven't tasted it yet. Shall I give it a try?
Sure.
All right. You're not going to get mad at me if I don't like it, right?
No.
Because now I'm thinking cranberry sounds really good.
I know. We can try that one next.
All right.
I just went with regular Negroni proportions. So I did equal parts of the spring gin, the Waterhill Aperitivo, and the raspberry liqueur from Ann Arbor Distilling Company. And then I thought it just needed a little something to round it out. So I did something they can't, and I threw a dash of Angostura bitters in there too.
Right. They can't even use bitters because of the alcohol.
Well, they can make their own, but they're not going to be exactly the same.
Right.
Oh, also an orange twist garnish, which you should really notice when you bring that to your nose.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so not a Negroni. Very different.
Yes.
Very nice. It's got a nice brown feel. The raspberry works. I'd love to taste it sometime with a cranberry liqueur, because I think that would even bring that kind of bitterness that I like out even more.
Well, hold on for 1 second, Lester, and I will make you one.
Really?
Really.
We're going to put this on fast forward. Okay, with a little studio magic, that's the fastest you've ever made a drink ever.
Amazing.
All right, so this is the cranberry version.
Yes, no Angostura bitters.
Still a lot of orange. That's really bitter in a way I like.
Ah, okay.
That's really, really nice.
I might like the raspberry a little bit more.
And I can understand why. It's got a little rounder taste. Mm-hmm. It's not so astringent. It's just, you know, it's a very nice drink. This is challenging in a way, but still very, very good.
Well, Ann Arbor Distilling Company makes several different fruit liqueurs. They also have a currant liqueur, which I actually used the first time I tested this cocktail. And I think they also have blackberry and maybe one other one. So I think all of them could really lend themselves to this kind of treatment with maybe just a little bit of tweaking or adding those bitters to round things out like I did.
Yeah, actually, in this cranberry one, I'd use a little less of the aperitivo and a little more of the cranberry. That would be my twist on it, I think, but these are both very nice drinks. Very nice.
And that's a really good call, Lester, because when I taste it against the Aperol or the Campari, you notice it's much less sweet. But when you think about their intention for this, that it's used in this context where they're pairing it with not a vermouth, which is just a little bit sweet, but with a quite sweet liqueur, then the lack of sweetness in the aperitivo itself makes a lot of sense because you're pairing it with something that's sweeter and the combination reaches the same level.
So how does this compare with the one you had at the Ann Arbor Distilling Tasting Room?
I haven't had one there yet. I have not been able to go drink, Lester.
Oh, that's right. We're all still isolated. I'm sure they have a few customers at a time, but probably.
I think they're outside. They actually have a great patio. As the weather has gotten warmer, I'm thinking I'm going to head back out and drink on their patio because they've got tons of picnic tables and chairs. And, you know, I felt very safe there. I did actually drink there some through the winter, but I have not been there recently.
Well, they've loosened the restrictions a little bit, but be careful.
Always. We're close to the finish line now. Let's not mess it up on the way.
Exactly. All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.